1.40. Harry.
I live in Hereford, which is a small town in the UK very near Wales, and our local shopping street, our high street, it has all the normal chains like McDonald's and WH Smith, the stationers. There are also some smaller shops that are independently owned. There's a butcher's, a hardware store, things like that. There used to be a department store that was owned by a local family, but it closed down last year. The local shops are already having problems, I'd say. And now they're going to develop a new shopping centre outside town. That'll kill the high street. Also, more people are shopping online now. It worries me because if there are no shops, then the centre of town will just die and become really depressing. Maybe just with pound shops or empty stores.
Kate.
In Toronto, where I live in Canada, the shopping street near my house has everything, from delicatessens and pharmacies to restaurants and clothing stores. There are also corner shops, grocery stores, and chains like Starbucks as well. The smaller, independently owned shops are definitely struggling because people are going to big indoor shopping malls or supermarkets, especially in winter when it's too cold to be walking around outdoors. Online shopping is still not very common due to the long distances between cities and towns in Canada. Postal delivery and overnight delivery aren't really practical.
Ken.
I'm from Kobe, a city in Japan, and near the train station, we have little shops like a baker's, a cafe, a greengrocer's, and lots of corner shops. But people there shop at department stores mainly. You know, Japanese department stores have everything: clothes, TVs, fruit, and vegetables. I don't often go to small independent shops because I usually need to buy a lot of different things. So it's a lot more convenient to go to a department store. I know the small shops are disappearing and that's a little sad, but better things are replacing them. They're just responding to the customer's needs. It's what the shoppers want.
Bea.
I live in the center of Valencia, in Spain, and my nearest big shopping street is called Calle Colón. I almost always go shopping there, as it's so close. It has pretty much all the shops I like, and a big department store too called El Corte Inglés. It's a Spanish institution. I'd say the small local shops are doing quite well. Of course, some places close down, but then new ones open up. A Japanese chain called Muji, for example, that sells stuff for your house. There are quite a few shopping centres around Valencia, but I never go to them, as they tend to be out of town, so you need a car or bus to get there. And I think the same is true for lots of people around here, and also tourists like the small shops. Even though I do use them, for me there are two problems with small shops in Spain. One is that they often close at lunchtime, which I find really impractical. The other thing is that small shops don't offer the same sort of service that a big store can. For example, it's more difficult to have things delivered or to change something and get your money back.